President Donald Trump and China's Xi Jinping held the first face-to-face meeting of their Beijing summit, with expectations that they would discuss issues from trade to Taiwan and the war in Iran. But speaking to reporters afterwards, Trump's account was a bit terse and tepid.
Great.
Did you talk about Taiwan?
Great place. Incredible. China's beautiful. Yeah.
Trump and Xi met behind closed doors for about 2 hours, but the American and Chinese accounts of the discussion don't exactly match. The White House says the leaders discussed economic cooperation. Trump is hoping to come back with deals for China to buy more American soybeans, beef, and aircraft. It also says they discussed fentanyl and that they agreed the Strait of Hormuz must remain open. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Fox News Channel's Hannity that Trump will urge China to take a more active role on Iran.
Well, of all the countries of the world, economies are melting down because of this crisis in the Straits. They're going to be buying less Chinese product, and the Chinese exports are going to drop precipitously. So it's in their interest to resolve this. We hope to convince them to play a more active role in getting Iran to walk away from what they're doing now and trying to do now in the Persian Gulf.
China's account of the meeting emphasized the issue of Taiwan. According to a social media post by Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning, Xi told Trump that the Taiwan question is the most important issue in China-U.S. relations. It goes on to say, if it's handled properly, the bilateral relationship will enjoy overall stability. Otherwise, the two countries will have clashes and even conflicts, putting the entire relationship in great jeopardy. After the meeting, Xi took Trump on a tour of the Temple of Heaven, followed by a state banquet where Trump and Xi exchanged toasts, though with decidedly different tones. While both spoke of the importance of the China-U.S. relationship, Trump praised Xi as a friend and great leader. He also made a surprise announcement, inviting his counterpart to visit the United States.
Thank you again, President Xi, for this beautiful welcome, and tonight it is my honor to extend an invitation to you and Madam Peng to visit us at the White House this September 24th, and we look forward to it. And I'd now like to raise a glass and propose a toast to the rich and enduring ties between the American and Chinese people. It's a very special relationship.
Trump described a relationship between the two countries that dates back to America's founding.
And across the centuries, this mutual esteem grew into a relationship that reflected the tremendous talent and potential of our two people. Chinese workers helped lay the railroad tracks that connected our Atlantic coast to the Pacific. American travelers to China helped spread literacy and modern medicine, and at the request of China's ambassador, it was President Theodore Roosevelt who provided the funds to establish President Xi's alma mater, Tsinghua University.
Xi's toast was more stark, expressing a hope that the two countries can avoid conflict, avoiding the pattern of a rising power, like China, and an established one, like the U.S. His remarks were translated by an interpreter.
繁荣进步.
Today, President Trump and I had in-depth exchanges on China-U.S. relations and international and regional dynamics. We both believe that the China-U.S. relationship is the most important bilateral relationship in the world. We must make it work and never mess it up.
Talks will continue, with the U.S. likely pushing for trade deals, Taiwan probably hoping nothing more is said about U.S.-Taiwan arms sales, and China perhaps feeling like it is in the driver's seat. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.